From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday the country has a problem with its judiciary that must be fixed. The statement comes a day after the Supreme Court annulled his election win last month and ordered a new poll within 60 days.
We shall respect, but we shall revisit this agenda. Oh, yes.
We shall.
The decision to annul the election was an unprecedented move in Africa, where governments often hold sway over judges, and the first time on the continent that a court ruled against the electoral victory of an incumbent. The president's latest comments mark the second time since Friday's ruling that he has spoken critically about the judiciary in public. Venezuelan authorities are opening an investigation into the wife of a prominent opposition activist, Leopoldo Lopez, after finding a large amount of cash in her car. Lillian Tintori denounced what she said was a persecution of her family.
I'm not a public employee. I'm a mother, a wife. I'm a human rights activist. What are they looking for? To hurt us? Humiliate us? Discredit us?
Desprestigiarnos.
On Thursday, authorities uncovered an amount equaling about $60,000 in a vehicle belonging to Tintori. It's unclear what crime she is being investigated for, but she said the cash was to pay for emergencies. Russia's foreign ministry on Saturday summoned a U.S. state diplomat to Moscow in order to formally protest the planned search of Russian compounds in America. The U.S. has not said whether it intends to search either of the buildings slated to close this weekend. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News. Floodwaters are beginning to recede around Houston, Texas, and although the rain in Houston has stopped, VOA's Carol Pearson reports assessing its impact on the health of Houston's residents is only just the beginning.
Many areas in Houston and elsewhere flooded. The water is toxic, and downed power lines can mean instant death in southeast Texas. Andrew Pasek returned to his family's neighborhood to look for a pet cat. He was electrocuted in his family's yard.
They couldn't even help my son. They couldn't resuscitate him.
But with lots of water and daytime temperatures in the 30s, Houston is a perfect breeding ground for mosquitoes and bacteria.
The public health concerns following Hurricane Harvey go way beyond the immediate flooding and rainwater. The concerns extend to mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Mental health is a concern. Mold growing in damaged homes is a concern.
There are concerns that people exposed to floodwater can develop multi-drug-resistant staph infections, or E. coli, bacteria that can kill. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Members of the Rohingya ethnic minority continued fleeing from Myanmar into neighboring Bangladesh on Saturday. Tom Turco reports.
The UNHCR said thousands more people have crossed by boat and on foot into Bangladesh in the last 24 hours as they flee violence in western Myanmar. Both Myanmar security officials and insurgents from the Rohingya ethnic minority are accusing each other of burning down villages and committing atrocities against civilians. The military has said nearly 400 people, most of them insurgents, have died in armed clashes. Since Friday, tens of thousands more refugees have crossed the border seeking safety. UN Refugee Agency spokeswoman Vivian Tan says roughly 60,000 people have arrived in Bangladesh since the violence erupted on August 25th. Tom Turco, VOA News.
A U.S. drone strike reportedly has killed a key al-Shabaab commander in southern Somalia. Local sources said the strike on Friday targeted a vehicle in which several al-Shabaab officials were traveling to nearby Kunyabaro village in the southern Somali region of Lower Shabelle. Adan Omar, the district commissioner of Barwa town, identified the dead leader as Abu Shudayefi. Britain appears to be drifting toward a Norway-style Brexit deal that would give Britain access to the European Union as a single market. The British minister overseeing Brexit negotiations, David Davies, offered that Britain is weighing whether to join the European Free Trade Association. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.